Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. And our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Numbers chapter 21. Numbers chapter 21 and verse 17 says, "Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes digged the well, the nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Mattanah." Now this takes place immediately following the fiery serpent incident, where the people were murmuring and complaining against God, and God sent up fiery serpents. Moses made God's direction, of course, to make a brass serpent and held it up and said, "All that look shall live." And then following immediately that, they leave this particular area and they're thirsty again. And they come to a place in verse 16, it says, they went to Beer, and it's capitalized here. Beer is generally a prefix word that's used to designate well in a particular, Beersheba. You find that term used over and over again, but here it just says Beer. Bible scholars are somewhat not sure about this because there's no record of this being limited to just this word Beer. Some reference it to the stone that God told Moses to strike, and they returned back to that spot again, and they said they were singing to it to bring forth water again, and they began to dig down and so forth. But I want to just emphasize a point in regard to this, that so many times we see this in the cycle of Israel's coming to God, turning away from God. They would sing praises unto His name one moment, cursing Him the next. This back and forth that we see among the nation of Israel. And here they come to this place where Moses said to gather the people together and I will give them water. Remember, God had told them, strike the rock, and the rock brought forth water. Well, they come back around again to this place and they start to sing, "We want the water, we want the water" again. And they start to dig with their staves around the area to see if the water would come forth. And very interesting here, they want the blessings. They want the blessings, but they're not willing to do what it takes to live in such a way that the blessings come. This is such an interesting passage here that really, and I just want to just say this today. It's possible to seek to live on past blessings. But there's very little substance in that. It's like digging in a former well, trying to dig it out. We want the water. They're singing here. Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it." As if their singing would do what? Make the water come. Make the water come. And they wanted the past blessing, but they lived in such a way that the blessing could not come. Moses, once again, had to intercede before the people. We see this little snippet that's given to us historically of returning back to that spot again and begging and singing and crying out for it to happen, even taking their staves, the end of their rods, and digging down into the ground to try to see if they could make the water come up. Folks, listen, the way to enjoy the grace of God is to live godly in Christ Jesus. That's what Titus tells us, okay? The grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. That's what the grace of God teaches us. And so, I am afraid so many times we want the blessings. Oh, God, we want you to bless America. We want to see all these things happen. And so many times we're not living in a way where God can say, "Yes, I can undertake for you." Because we're just living for ourselves. We're just doing our own thing. The only way that we can know the blessings of God is to live to honor and please Him. And not just on Sundays. And not just on Wednesday nights, but throughout the week, honoring the Lord throughout the day, honoring the Lord, seeking His face through His Word, enjoying His daily measure of grace that He bestows to His children who are walking with Him. Mr. O'Pager alluded this morning in Sunday school about going to his father and asking him sometimes for a nickel, and sometimes his dad would give him a dime. All right? Well, that was grace. He didn't have to. He didn't have to give him a nickel, did he? But God loves His children and He wants to bestow His grace. But we have to live in such a fashion through His power and through His strength as we walk side by side that He can just reach out and just bestow His grace because we've drawn close to Him. And so let's not be like the children of Israel, singing to the rock, singing to the ground, bring forth the water, bring forth the rock, dig a little, everybody get in here and start digging. They were wanting to have something from the past, but they were not living in such a way that God could bless at the moment. May we take that to heart and may that be a lesson for our hearts today.